Lilu Nishmas Rav Kanimish Kamen Ben Rabbeinu Elimelech. Kedushin Perk Beis Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ish Mekadosh Bo Uveshlucho. A man can be Mekadosh his wife, and also he can assign a Shliach to be Mekadosh his wife. The reason it says Bo before Shlucho is to teach us, the Rav says, that it's a greater mitzvah for him to do it than to send a Shliach. Because when a person's Osik with a mitzvah by himself, he receives more reward. And like the Gemara says, we learn Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, that a Shliach is just like you, from Karban Pesach, where the Torah says, V'shachtu aso kol kal adas Yisrael. How is it possible that all Klal Yisrael shechs the Karban Pesach? Rather, must be that there's a shliach that's appointed. And shlucha shal adam kamoso. And Mishnah continues, Eisha miskadesh es ba uveshlucha. And so too, a woman can be mekabel kedushin by herself, and also she can send a shliach to be mekabel kedushin. And the same thing, it's a mitzvah with her greater than when she appoints a shliach. Heish mekadesh es bituk shinara. A man can accept kedushin from his daughter while she's in Nara. Bo, meaning he can accept it, uveshlucho, and he can appoint somebody else to accept kedushin for his daughter. Midiraisa, a father, can accept kedushin for his daughter while she's a ketana. However, the Rav says, derech eretz, the Rav uses a lashon, it's aser for a person to mekadesh his daughter when she's a ketana, and rather he should wait until she grows up and she can say that she wants to marry such and such person. Now, Tiferes Yisrael brings that there's actually different categories, milestones of childhood, where the status of whether one can marry off his daughter changes. When she's a ketana that doesn't have das at all, it's usur for a father to be mekadosh his daughter. It's usur mid rabbanan, because if a person can be mekadosh in naira, where she's the highest level of das, she's already 12 years old, all the more so he can be mekadosh a ketana when she has no das whatsoever. But chacham say that it's usur for a person to be mekadosh a ketana that has no das. If she has das, so she has das now, but she's still a ketana before she's 12 years old, it's better that the Mefarshim use a lashon that it's nachon, proper, that he shouldn't marry her off. He should wait till she's older. But once she's close to Zman Nairus, she's close to 12 years old, then there's actually a mitzvah for a father to be mekadosh his daughter. So a man can do it by himself, or he can do it with a shliach. He can accept kedushin with a shliach. Ha'omer li'isha skachi li b'tamarazu. If a person tells a woman that he's being mekadosh her with this date, Hiskachi li bezo. And then he also says that he's mekadosh her with a second date, meaning the fruit. Im yesh b'achas mehen shava pruta, if each date had at least the value of a shava pruta, mikudeshes. He's mikudeshes. Vim lav, but if each date wasn't worth a shava pruta, let's say each date was worth a half a pruta, ain't mikudeshes. He's not mikudeshes. Why? Because the Rav says, because he said hiskachi, each one, he said, I'm mikadoshi with a shava pruta. With this one, and then he said it on the next one, each one is a kedushin by itself. But if either of them had a shava pruta, then he's mikudesha. So for example, let's say the first date was a shava pruta, that means he got married on the first date. Most people don't, but he got married on the first date. However, vazo, 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 if he doesn't split up each date that he gives her by saying mikudeshes with this and mikudeshes with that, rather he just says that he's being mikadesher with this, this, and this, im ye shava pruta bekulon, if when you add them all up together, it's a shava pruta mikudeshes, then it is mikudeshes. Vim lav ene mikudeshes. And if not, if by adding them up, it's not a shava pruta, then he's not mikudeshes. Haisa ocheles rishona rishona. In this specific case, where he said, vizo, 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 all together, he gives her one, she eats it. And he gives her another one, and she eats it. Ene mikudeshes, ache ba'achas man shava pruta. She's not mikudeshes until achas man, one of them really means, the Gemara says, the last one. She's not mikudeshes unless the last one was worth the shava pruta. Because what he's really doing here is he's saying that the kedushin's chal at the end of all this, when all of them are in your hand, then it's worth the shava pruta. Doesn't dafka have to be all of them? So lamaisa, if she ate the first two and she left the last one, and the last one was a shava pruta, she is mikudeshes. Or even if she ate the first one and numbers 2 and 3 add up to a shava pruta, it is mikudeshes. However, if she ate, if let's say all of them was a half a shava pruta, and she ate the first two, the last one is not worth a shava pruta, therefore it's not mikudeshes. The first two he gave her, but since they no longer exist, you can't say that he's being mikadesh with them because the kedushin is chal at the very end. But what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, at least it's a loan. And now he's being mochel the loan. He's saying, you don't have to pay me back on those two, obviously. Doesn't say that, but obviously that's what he's doing. So isn't being mochel the loan on the first ones, shouldn't that be added up to the physical last one? So the Teretz says, no, you can't be mekadosh with a milva. However, if there's a milva and a pruta at the end, she left over at least the shava pruta, then his das is on the pruta, on that date, and she is mikudashes.